listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about how God's Word has been tried and proven. I'm going to read to you from Psalm 119, verses 143 and 144. This is where we read. Trouble and anguish has overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delight. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. You know, there's a lot of trouble in this world, and everyone has some share in it. There's a lot of troubles that we experience and the problems that we observe. Some of these troubles come from evil men. Some come from natural calamity. It sometimes drives us to despair, wondering where God is in the midst of all the trouble we see in this world. In such seasons, it's good to read what the psalmist wrote. He said this, "Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights." You see, despite the difficulties of life, the psalmist still found delight in God's word. His appreciation of God and his word was not only valid in good times, but also in trouble and anguish. Now, this is one of the great qualities of the Christian faith. It's true in the darkest of days. Even in times of trouble and anguish, you know, Christianity was born into a world that knew evil, tragedy, and sorrow on a scale far beyond what most of us experience today. When Jesus was about 11 years old, there was a Jewish revolt against the Romans in the Galilee region. The Jewish rebels took over a city about 4 miles, that's about 6.5 kilometers, from Nazareth, where Jesus lived and grew up. When the Romans crushed the rebellion, they leveled the city, sold the surviving women and children into slavery, and they crucified 2,000 men along the roads all around Nazareth. From his youngest days, Jesus looked at the horror and brutality of this world, and he was determined not only to pay the price to forgive and redeem the penalty of it all, but also to transform men and women to make such things far less common. The psalmist knew what Jesus also knew. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights. You see, for them, the truth and promises of God's word were not just helpful hints or theoretical statements. They were the reason for delight, even in the most challenging seasons. The psalmist continues, "The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live." We might think that the psalmist needed to live was deliverance from the trouble and anguish, but he found that understanding the word of God was even more important than being delivered. One reason he found this to be so was that he understood that the righteousness of God's word is everlasting. He knew the eternal character of the word of God, and it made that word all the more important and relevant to him. Now, I've read that there used to be a habit among some Christians to write the letters T and P in the margins of their Bible. They would write T and P next to specific promises of God. Those letters stood for tried and proven, because those believers discovered for themselves precisely what the psalmist found: that we can test the promises of God and we can prove them to be true. Today, you can believe God's promises and find them to be true in your own life.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.